Do you know what happens when you replace your regular old electric water heater with a new electric heat pump water heater? You boost your savings. A lot. In fact, Energy Star estimates that a family of four will save an average of $550 a year on their electric energy bills. And your new heat pump water heater can pay for itself in as little as 3 years. Level up with a heat pump water heater. Go to levelupmywaterheater.com to learn more.
Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here, and welcome back to Calm and Confident. Today, we're tackling something that plagues almost all of us at some point: procrastination and fear. Ever feel like you're constantly running out of time, juggling deadlines, and putting things off until the last minute? Yeah, me too. But guess what? We don't have to be slaves to those pesky feelings. We can actually harness Stoic philosophy, which is all about living a virtuous life by focusing on what we can control to overcome procrastination and conquer that fear head-on. Now, I know what you're thinking. Stoicism sounds kind of serious, maybe even boring. Trust me, it's not like some ancient, dusty rulebook. It's a set of practical tools and mindsets that can actually help us navigate the daily chaos with more calmness and confidence. Here are 5 key strategies you can start implementing right now. First off, identify your triggers. What specific situations or tasks make procrastination and fear rear their ugly heads? Maybe it's starting new projects, asking for a raise, or even just cleaning your room. Once you know your weaknesses, you can start to develop personalized coping mechanisms. Think of it like this: if you know spiders trigger your arachnophobia, you wouldn't walk into a dark basement blindfolded, right? Next, break down those big, intimidating tasks into smaller, more manageable chunks. Remember the saying, Rome wasn't built in a day? Exactly. We don't have to tackle everything at once. By focusing on smaller steps, we can make progress feel more attainable and less overwhelming. It's like climbing a mountain. It seems daunting from the bottom, but each small step gets you closer to the summit. Now, this one's crucial. Focus on what you can control. Life is full of uncertainties, but dwelling on things beyond our grasp only fuels anxiety and procrastination. Instead, shift your energy towards actions you can take. Can you dedicate 15 minutes today to working on that project? Absolutely. Is it possible to schedule a meeting with your boss to discuss that raise? You bet. Focus on the controllable and let go of what you can't change. Practice mindfulness. This doesn't mean you need to meditate for an hour every day, although that's great if you do. It simply means being present in the moment and acknowledging your thoughts and feelings without judgment. When procrastination or fear creeps in, take a deep breath, observe those sensations, and gently redirect your focus back to the task at hand. Finally, celebrate your wins. It's easy to get caught up in the next thing on our to-do list, but taking time to acknowledge our accomplishments, big or small, boosts our motivation and keeps us moving forward. Think about it: you finished that presentation you were dreading, cleaned out your inbox, or even just took a walk outside. Give yourself credit for those wins. They add up over time. Let me share a quick example picture of this. You've been putting off writing that important email to your potential client for weeks. The fear of rejection, the pressure to get it perfect, it's all holding you back. But here's the thing: that email doesn't have to be perfect. It just needs to be clear, concise, and genuine. Break it down into smaller steps. Craft a subject line, write a brief introduction, outline the key points, and then finalize your closing. Before you know it, you've overcome that initial hurdle. And hey, if the client doesn't respond, no big deal. You took action, and that's what matters. So remember, overcoming procrastination and fear isn't about magically becoming fearless. It's about taking consistent action, one step at a time. It's about focusing on what you can control, celebrating your wins, and remembering that every small victory brings you closer to achieving your goals. And if you find yourself struggling, don't hesitate to reach out to a friend, mentor, or even a therapist. We're all in this together, right? So, what are you waiting for? Take those first steps today. Remember, you've got this. I know it, and you should too. Until next time, keep calm, stay confident, and never stop pursuing your dreams. Peace out.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.